I hope you guys all had a great weekend. It's been such a beautiful morning today. And it's great to have you guys all here, man. I love seeing all your beautiful faces. So today we're doing the God series. Am I going the right way? Oh, there you go. So today we're speaking, Does God Speak? And I'm really excited about today. Just preparing and just going through all the slides, it just really excited me because God really does speak to us, but sometimes we're just not aware that it's Him speaking to us, because sometimes we're just like, that's probably just my own thoughts or my own feelings. You know, we all have that doubt knowing, is this really me or is it God? So we're going to go deep into that today. So in your groups, I want you, just to the person next to you, speak about how has God spoken to you in the past, and what did He say? Quickly, 2 minutes. Okay, so we're going to explore how does the Bible answer the question, does God speak? So God speaks to create. Like in the beginning, in Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. How did He create these things? He spoke. He said, let there be light. Boom, there was light. How cool? Like, guys, if I could do that, wow. The things, I'd be like, Lord, can I have ice cream? Boom, ice cream, just like that. I love ice cream, guys, it's that deep. But it just shows how much power there is in God's voice. Like, He can just speak, guys. He's the one who created creation. So if, in order for us to be able to create, He created our minds, and He created all those objects that we use to create something else. No one in this earth has ever created something that was already there, that was already not there. So in order for a computer to be created, all the parts were already there. Plastic was already, because back in the day they used plastic for like, you know, plastic was already there, you know. In order for there to be medication, no one went and made their own plant. No, the plants were already there, you know. And how did they get there? Because God spoke them out. There's nothing that a person can create. We can just, like, God gives us an image or like this thing that we want to do, but we have to use what's already on this earth in order for us to make it. You know, because that's why scientists always think a Big Bang-ish, they're wrong. But anyways, so in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. How? God said. God speaks to people. God spoke to Noah, to Joshua, to Moses, Job, Isaiah, Samuel, Jeremiah. He spoke to Moses through the burning bush. How? That's so cool, guys. You know, this is fire, and it's not burning out. It's like an inferno. An inferno is an everlasting flame. It never burns out. It never runs out of fire. Yes. And this tree, guys, didn't burn nothing. Like, I feel that's God's power. When we burn something, guys, it's gone, you know? And it just shows that God can speak to us. But those people in the Bible, if they didn't listen to what God was saying, we don't know where we'd be. Just like in the book of Acts, God spoke to Ananias to go and go to this house. He even told him the street. He told him where to turn. He was like, go, and you're going to meet this person. His name is going to be Saul. You're going to say this, this, and this. This person ended up being Paul, who wrote most of the books in the New Testament. You know, all those books we read in the New Testament, even Corinthians, Romans, he wrote that. And if Ananias had not listened to the voice of God, he had to also realize who was speaking to him. Because even Saul, God kept on waking up at night because he always heard someone say, not Saul, Samuel. He kept on saying, Samuel! And then Samuel would go to, was it Eli? Was it? Yeah, he went to Eli and he was like, yes, you're calling me. Eli was like, no, I'm not calling you. I'm sleeping. And then Samuel had to realize that this is actually God speaking to him. Samuel had to, did I say Samuel? Yes. God speaks to believers. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. So if you believe in God, that means God speaks to you. We might not know that it's God speaking to us, but He does speak to us. We just have to listen. God speaks to unbelievers. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. So we all, this Bible verse is saying that, you know, as Christians, you're all in one community. But there's people out there that God's like, I still want them. They still are my children, and I will still speak to them. I will still reach them in order for them to come into my space, into my place, where I can show them how to live life the right way, and they can live life in their fullest. So even unbelievers do hear from God, but they just don't know. God speaks to me. Yo, God speaks to me, guys, in lots of ways. And it developed over years, realizing this is actually God speaking to me. I remember in 2007, my gran was really, really sick. She was in hospital. She had TB that she got from her patient. And I had a dream that she passed away. And I went to my mom. I'm like, listen, mom, I dreamt that Gogo passed away. And my mom was like, that means she's going to live. Cool. So I was like, I had this faith that she's going to live. 2 weeks later, she passed away. And I was like, and I went to my mom. I was like, mom, you see, I told you. And then we had to realize it, that God speaks to me a lot in my dreams. So whatever I dream, I have to pray and ask God, is this really going to happen? Or is it just me dreaming? Or is it metaphoric for something? They're going to die. Like a part of them is going to die to themselves or something. And I had to really dig deep. I'm like, okay, God, what are you saying to me? But then again, also, God speaks to me in just hearing his voice and having a feeling. And last year in December, I was at the camp, VAC camp, and I was on duty on the worship night. So I was standing outside, and I was waiting for teens to come, and so I can pray for them and give them prophetic words and counsel them or whatever. So now I'm just praying in the spirit, and then I feel God saying, you need to move to Joburg. And I was like, Father, Lord, this can't be. Like, I have a plan. I want to study medicine, this, this, and this. And then God's like, no, I want you to move to Joburg. Straight away, a friend comes to me and was like to me, God says that he's going to open doors for you. You must just be obedient and just follow what he's saying. And he loves you. He's got plans for you. And I was just like, whoa, this is crazy. So in that moment, God spoke to me. And then he sent someone else who's also a believer to come speak to me. And what they said was perfect for that moment. It just shows that God speaks to people for other people. You know, I think that's so amazing that God is always thinking about us, but also thinking about other people around us. So if that person didn't come to me and be obedient, I might not have moved to Joburg, because I would be thinking, maybe it's just me. You know, because December, I had to decide at that time whether I'm going to go overseas or I'm going to do something else. And God told me exactly where to go. And I was thankful that God sent that person to come exactly at that moment to speak into me. So it also became like a feeling. So God speaks to us in symbols, in feelings, in pictures, seeing the ocean. I love the ocean. God speaks to me through the ocean. So there's different ways. We just have to realize that, you know, that that moment God is saying something. God speaks to you. If you're a follower of Jesus, you can hear God speak to you. Just like I said before, even if you guys believe in God and you want him to speak to you in a certain way, be expectant that he's going to speak to you. Be ready. Always have your ears inclined to like, okay, Lord, what are you saying? We always want God to speak to us, but are we listening? You know, are we paying attention to what he's actually saying? So what are some of the ways in which God speaks to people? So God speaks through scripture. Sometimes when I have a prophetic word for someone, this only thing I get a word, and then God's like, okay, God says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Then I go to the person, that's all I know, and I'm like, you know what, I feel like God is saying the joy of the Lord is your strength. And then they like, whoa, because that means something to them. So that's a scripture, that's a verse. So the whole Bible was given to us by inspiration from God and is useful to teach us what is true and what makes us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and helps us to do what is right. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Whenever I'm in doubt about something, I go to the Bible because I know that's where the truth and my direction comes from. So God also speaks through Jesus. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Hebrews 1:1-2. In the Bible, it also says, no one can come through the Father except through me. This is what Jesus says. So Jesus himself comes and he speaks. In the Bible, in the New Testament, Jesus is speaking, you're my sheep, come, follow me. Come, guys, let's follow him. God speaks through our thoughts. He who formed the mountains reveals his thoughts to mankind. Amos 4, verse 13. So sometimes you're like thinking something and you're like, ish, there's no way I could be thinking this. That's sometimes God speaking to you. God speaks to us through nature. The heavens proclaim the glory of the Lord. Day after day they speak. Night after night they make him known. Psalm 19, 1 to 2. For instance, the beginning of the year, I was really struggling to settle. I'm like, Lord, am I really meant to be in Joburg? And then my cousin's girlfriend came and she gave me a flower, like this beautiful plant flower thing. Don't know what to call it. It's a plant. It's a flower. But it's like, it had a pot thing. Yeah, it's a plant, yes. And it was so beautiful. And I started crying because I felt God saying to me, remember that I love you. Remember that you're in the right place and I will take care of you, just like you're going to take care of this flower, because I'm very sentimental. He's like, just like you're going to take care of this flower, I'm going to take care of you. So I was like, whoa, like they didn't know. They just felt that, you know, they should buy this for me. But to me, it meant so much. Just a plant, flower, plant. God spoke to me through that. So God speaks to us through nature. God speaks to us through people. The godly give good advice to their friends. Proverbs 12, verse 26. Have you guys ever had that feeling where you should go to your friend and just like hug them or ask them how they're doing? That's sometimes God saying, speaking to you to, in order to speak to someone else. Because sometimes some people, I realize in life, we really don't ask people how they're doing. That simple, how are you? You know, how's your heart? How are you feeling inside? I get that a lot. I do that with my friends a lot because I feel like God really cares about our hearts. God speaks through peace. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Colossians 3, verse 15. Sometimes when, so my sister was applying to study at the New York Film Academy, and we were so stressed, like the fees are so expensive. It's like R1 million for her 1 year of her postgraduate. And all of a sudden, I was filled with this peace. And I was like, Lord, how? How am I filled with this peace? This week on Wednesday, she got an email. Not only she accepted, but they also gave her a talent-based scholarship. And the scholarship is 80,000 rand for one semester. And we were just like, whoa. Like, God, you're so amazing. So that's like 160,000 for that 1 year. That's already off my parents' shoulders. So we feel so blessed. That's why we had that peace. That peace, I'm like, Lord, I don't understand how I have this peace in my heart. But that is why. So, you know, follow that peace is in your heart. You know that God is giving it to you. How does God speak? In silence. Be silent in God's presence and wait patiently for him. I love those moments of silence. I'm not really a silent person, but sometimes that stillness, just it's just so peaceful, and I can hear God speak to me so loudly because there's nothing else distracting me. My phone is not there. There's no music. There's no people. It's just silent. So the summary, God speaks to us through what? Scripture, through Jesus, our thoughts, nature, people, peace, and silence. So right now, we're going to have 10 minutes to visit the different stations. So there's a station here, that's scripture. Then there is thoughts. There's even a piece of paper and pens on the floor. There's nature, there's people, there's peace, and there's silence. So at the different stations, there's instructions. But basically, in the scripture, you read it and you ask God to speak to you through it, right? And then in Jesus, you'll read a story. Where's Jesus? Oh, I didn't see that one. There's Jesus. You read a word, read the story, and you ask God what he's saying to you through it. Thoughts, you just go and you just feel like what God is saying to you, and you just write it down. Nature, you're going to look at the picture and be like, what is that picture saying to you? Guys, it might be really random. Just remember, like, sometimes God speaks in the most random thing. Like, someone, once I saw a jack-in-a-box, and that's the only image I got about someone. And God was able to show something about their personality that people don't realize they actually, this person who just brings joy, and then they really come. And then they come, and then they, you know. So that was really cool. People. I'm not sure what you're doing, people, but I, what do you, oh, yes, I remember. You come, You can go to one of the leaders and then you speak to them about whatever is on your heart and what you feel like you really, really need to share and what want advice for or want prayer for. That's what you do there. And then there's peace. Pastor Mark, what do you do in peace? Oh, yes. Yes, that one. And then silence. And then you just sit in silence and then you just feel that whatever God is saying to you. So you can choose which ones you want to go to. You don't have to go to all of them. You can go to the ones that you really feel that is drawing you close, or where you, the way you want to hear God right now. So yeah, enjoy. I hope you guys all have been hearing God in different ways. So in closing, we need to remember that God speaks to us differently because he is creative and we are unique. God will never contradict what he has said in his word. So if you ever feel that God is saying something, always go look in the Bible to confirm what you're feeling and what you're hearing. Because there's one thing that God cannot do, and he cannot lie. That's the only thing God cannot do is lie. He will not lie. So he will never contradict himself. And we must make time to listen to God so we can hear him speak to us. I promise you, God loves speaking to us. If we allow him to, he will speak and speak and speak, and we will change and change and fall closer to him, and it's amazing. So I'm just going to close in prayer. Oh, Lord, thank you for this amazing, amazing atmosphere and time, Lord, that we can just sit and hear from you, Lord, in different ways, Lord, through pictures of nature, Lord, in silence, through scripture, through just a thought and feeling what you're saying to us, Lord, through people, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you love us. And I thank you that this is going to be a start of more, Lord, that we're going to hear you more in different things, Lord. We're going to realize that you're speaking to us at all times. And let our ears, Lord, Father God, be alert to when you are speaking to us, Lord, Father God. Let our hearts be in tune with your heart and our minds be in tune with your mind, Lord, Father God. Speak to us, Lord, Father God. Change us and show us your love, Lord. And I pray that we have a blessed week. I pray for all those who are writing exams, Lord, that you be with them and you give them strength and a spirit of a sound mind. We give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So next week, it's going to be a family service. So you guys are not going to come up the stairs. You're just going to stay downstairs in the worship, and the whole service will be downstairs. Don't worry. It's not going to just be old people. There will be lots of things happening where we, as the youth, will also be included. Okay? So come. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I hope you guys carry on seeking to hear what God is saying to you. Be blessed. Bye.